You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this glorious Friday. It's truly a glorious one. God has taken us week by week, day by day, throughout this month. And we are grateful unto the Lord for every single opportunity we have or we receive to be able to gather together to pray as a family. It's a blessing we should not take for granted. We should cherish and delight in gathering together to pray. Wherever there is prayer, there is hope, because we serve a living God. When you pray to a dead God, when you pray to graven images, nothing happens, as we see in the case of Elijah. Elijah and the prophets of Baal cried out, nothing happened. As a matter of fact, when the living God arrives, when the Almighty God arrives, when he decides to take charge, no one else matters. Nobody else can speak when our God speaks, because he's the Almighty God, to whom bow all other gods. Psalm 19 verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Today our prayer is centered on glory through a pure heart and acceptable words. It may sound familiar, and that's good, because we need to go over the word again and again from different dimensions or directions too, so that you understand clearly and you keep it in mind. Remember that the word of God must be hid in our heart, not just hear and forget. No, it must be firmly rooted, and that is when we can go by it, when we can see the results. Acts 20:32. God's glory is not only revealed through public ministry. We see this in Psalm 51 verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. It is revealed through the purity of a minister's heart and speech. Not only what we say, but what's in our heart. A minister who walks in holiness carries a testimony that gives God honor. Before God uses the mouth publicly, he desires to sanctify the heart privately. What can we learn from this? As in, some things we should do, action points. One, we must pray every day for God to search our hearts and reveal anything that displeases him. From Psalm 139, verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Never assume that all is well. David would constantly inquire of the Lord before he makes a move. He would constantly check with God's perspective on the move. So it is important that constantly we come back to God. Some things may seem obvious, and unfortunately, some little things, as we find in Proverbs, the little foxes, some little things. Ecclesiastes, you see the narrative of the writer. You see that sometimes what is so unassuming, then that becomes a problem. So it's very important that in all humility, we come back to God to check with Him if all is well. Number two, guard your speech, especially when you are tired, offended, or under pressure. One word you say can destroy an entire future or can mess up an opportunity. So when you are not in the best of time, be it going through a situation where you are offended or under some form of pressure or discomfort or difficulty, or when you are feeling tired, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. There must be a watch on our lips, that out of pressure, we don't say things that we shouldn't say. There are people who are in difficult moments, said things in their marriages or said things to their teachers. In difficult moments that years later, they wished that they had never made such statements. So let's set a watch on our lips. Number three, fill your heart with God's word so that your ministry flows from truth and purity. Let it come from what God has said, not your feelings. As we move up the ladder of perfection, our feelings must align with God's will, what He has said, and His intent for the moment, not what we feel at the moment. We learned from Better Encounter some days back that the fact that you are feeling sad and you have a child through a period of sad pregnancy, it doesn't mean that you should name your child sadness. But rather, what does Scripture say concerning sadness? What does Scripture say concerning dealing with sadness? You rather name that child with God's word that overcomes sadness. And that's why our hearts, point three, must be full of God's word, so that any situation we encounter, we speak God's word and not what we feel at the moment, not what we think at the moment, not what everybody is saying at the moment, not what is trending at the moment, but what is in God's word, God's prescribed response. Let my mouth speak God's prescribed response concerning every situation. Today, by God's grace, we have the opportunity to pray. And where there's prayer available, there is hope for change. And so we are praying our first prayer from Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, which says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." From this we are praying, "The Father in heaven, purify my heart so that I may see you and reveal you to others in Jesus' name." Please lift up your voice in all humility and let's pray this prayer from Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, and see the Lord in the name of Jesus. Purify my heart. I am Dodo Bo Shekebe. so that I may see you, so I may see you and reveal you to others in Jesus' name. You must see God, not devils. You must see God, not demons. You must see God, not obstacles. You must see God, not problems. You must see God. Makaba rabaya de bokaba. Purify my heart, Lord, with your word. Purify my heart, Lord, with your word. So that I may see you, so that I see you, Lord, so that I see you, Lord, so that I see you, Lord. My ande de 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 bosha baraba, raba bayande de 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 abana de amayande de abba, my ande de de bekebe. The perspective you have depends on the lens you carry. If you carry the word of God, you will see things through God's word. The perspective you carry as a person depends on the lens you carry, the perspective you have. Where others see the Red Sea as an obstacle, if you carry God's word, you see the Red Sea as your path of deliverance. Because it's the Red Sea that must destroy the Egyptian army. So someone will see the Red Sea as an obstacle. But when you carry the word of God, it gives you God's perspective of things. It wasn't about crossing the Red Sea. It was about using the Red Sea to destroy an entire army who could chase you for years. So the bigger miracle was not even the crossing of the... No, it was the destruction of the entire army. We serve a wise God, a living and a wise God. And so we should be glad again to pray this second prayer from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth or out of your mouth, the scripture says, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So we are praying, Father in heaven, let my words build, heal, strengthen, and minister grace to all who hear me in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Rama Maya Kabara Baya de 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 Busha Kabara Baya de 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 Aba Maya Kasi Bede de de Busha Bede Beya Kabara Baya do 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 Busha Bede Beya Kabara. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, O Lord. Let my words build, strengthen, minister grace. In Jesus' name. We are praying our third prayer. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. We are praying from Psalm 24, verse 3 to 4. Father in heaven, give me clean hands and a pure heart that I may stand before you and minister in your holy presence in Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. We plead the blood of Christ Jesus, O Lord. to cleanse our hearts and hands in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let my hands and my heart be clean before you. In the name of Jesus. We plead the blood. Shaban de 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 abadabaya kabadabaya de 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 abadaba. Mayan do 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 de abedebea kabadaba. Mayan do 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 de abadabaya de 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 abadabaya kabadaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Note that scripture down, Psalm 24, verse 3 to 4, for ministers' class is very, very important. For ministers' class at Institute. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, you are blessed that today you have this opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus into your life. As many as believed in him, even as many as received him and then believed in him, he gave them the power to become sons of God, John 1:12. And so don't let this opportunity pass you by. Just say the short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this day and that you've made me alive to see this day. Today, I surrender my life to you. I turn away from all my previous ways or past ways. And Lord, from today, I want to live to please you. I receive you into my life as my Savior and my King. I believe that you died and you rose again. And you paid the dear price for me that I may live. So please, from today, fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that's pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says in Psalm 37, verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our heart. Therefore, as we sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer request you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will, in time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're lifting up hallelujah because our God is the one who will never, ever, ever fail. Sing from the depth of your heart with us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God will never fail. Hallelujah, 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 my God will never fail. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, feeling God, covenant keeper who would always keep to his word. We believe, we are here, we've prayed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You don't fail. You won't fail.
Your mercies are ever renewed unto us. You won't fail. You won't fail. We've asked of you to touch our tongue like you touched Isaiah's tongue with coal. Touch our tongue. Lord Jesus, touch our tongue. Purify our tongue. And let it always bring out that which is right before you. Purify our hearts. Purify our thoughts. Lord, these are what we've brought before you. We praise you because you won't fail. We praise you because our written, documented prayer topics are things you would fulfill according to your word and according to your instruction. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. You will never fail, never fail, never fail, never fail. Hallelujah, one more time, sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, my God will never fail.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord for the opportunity to fellowship together this afternoon. Amen.
Amen.
If you gave your life to Christ, please remember to contact us via our website or our email, info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us on 026-000-9090. God bless you. You are welcome to the family of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.